Part 8. The Commandments of God. We have now come to an important division of this subject. Mark well this portion of the testimony of the third angel. Here are they that keep the commandments of God, the Father, and the faith of Jesus, the Son. The distinction between the commandments of the Father and the faith of his Son, Jesus Christ, is too plain to be misunderstood. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:17. The faith and testimony of Jesus Christ are evidently the same. The remnant of the seed of the woman who heed the message of the third angel not only keep the commandments of the Father, but also the faith or testimony of the Son. It is said by some that the commandments of God mean only the doctrines and precepts of the New Testament taught by Jesus and his apostles. To this view we object, and would ask those who hold it, what then is the testimony of Jesus Christ? Both the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ are observed by the remnant. As the faith or testimony of Jesus embraces all the doctrines and precepts taught by Christ and his apostles, peculiar to the new covenant, the commandments of God must of necessity be something besides, which are binding during both the old and new dispensations. We say that the commandments of God are the Ten Commandments, which the Father spake with an audible voice and wrote with his finger in the tables of stone. A new commandment I give unto you, said Jesus, that ye love one another. John 13:34. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Chapter 15:12. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Peter also speaks of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. 2 Peter 3:2. But these are certainly included in the faith or testimony of Jesus Christ. This is the reason why the doctrines and commandments of Christ and his apostles are nowhere called in the New Testament the commandments of God. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Precious promise indeed to those who obey. But whose commandments are these that must be obeyed in order to enter the golden city and have right to the tree of life? To this question some may be ready to answer, the commandments of Jesus. But stop, my brethren. First, see who is speaking. It is the true witness, the Lord Jesus Christ, who says, Blessed are they that do his commandments. The word his must refer to God the Father. Therefore this promise of entering the city of God is to those who keep the Father's Ten Commandments.